You're listening to America's Web Radio, your voice in the matter.
This is Michael Gineau with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to thank the guys at America's Web Radio, especially now, especially during this time of war. And ladies and gentlemen, it needs to be said that we are at war with Islam. There's anyone that tells you differently, they don't have a dog in this fight, if I could use that phrase. They don't have a dog in this fight. Anyone that tells you, when you look on a global scale, that we are not at war with Islam, they are either a liar or completely ignorant. And during this time of war, here in the Jewish state, fighting for its sovereignty and security, I want to say to the guys at America's Web Radio, thank you. Thank you, and God bless your station. I hope that it prospers and is blessed by the hand of the Almighty. Thank you for bringing this truth about what is happening here in the Jewish state. We've been on the air for over a year, consistently every week, bringing you the greatness of this country, what it contributes to the world in technology, agriculture, and medicine, as it is number one in all of these areas. And yet now, we are at a crucial point, a critical point, as Israel is in war in the Gaza, as Muslims from all around the world rise up, they burn cities, they protest against the Jewish state. And so thank you guys, thank you for what you do in bringing this message from the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. Thank you to all those. I've seen an increase, not as much as I'd like, but I've seen an increase in churches, American churches that are saying, how can I help? And individuals, how can I help with Hershey's for Heroes? Actually, this week, I have gotten at least 6 emails that have asked, Michael, how can I help? I've talked to pastors on the phone that have said, how can we help with Hershey's for Heroes and sending this message? I even had one pastor of a church say, Michael, I believe in what you're doing. A guy I grew up with, went to seminary with, and he said, Michael, I talked to him on the phone. He said, look, I love what you're doing. It's amazing. You're showing me what I'm not seeing in the media, and we want to sponsor you. So thank you to everyone in the United States who sent me emails. And look, we need you to jump on board to sponsor support through a tax-deductible or PayPal donation, Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. This is Iris. We got Iris Burrell with us again, my informant. My goodness, I don't know where I'd be without this woman.
Hello. Shabbat shalom.
Iris, I took a picture of my coffee mug that had Insight to Israel and a chocolate bar, and I didn't realize I came up with the slogan. One, this is truth and love coupled together. Insight to Israel is truth. Hershey's for Heroes is love.
Wow.
Brought together, coupled together. Insight to Israel gives the truth to the American people. The American people send that love back through Hershey's for Heroes.
Nice.
So
nice. I like it.
Didn't realize I came up with the slogan right there, just taking a picture. But the truth and love. And there is no other way to put it through Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. So I'm thankful and blessed every day to be here, even in hard times. Some people have asked me, Iris, Michael, if things get hot, if things get troublesome, are you leaving? No. No.
That's what you came for.
I knew this. Iris, I'm a student of history, and I knew that Islam would eventually rear its ugly head. And it's done so in little ways over the years. But as Islam grows around the world, those here in the Middle East, and especially those fighting the Jews, all of Islam hates the Jews, regardless of what those few handful say. Oh, we don't hate the Jews. We cannot listen to their voice and let them numb us to what the facts are. And the facts are that Islam wants to kill Jews, and they want global domination. And we're seeing that right now all around the world. As Islam,
right.
as the Jewish people step up to the plate and say, you know what, we're not going to take it anymore.
You know what, the state of Israel, the Jewish, is doing the hard work for all of the world, but the world just can't see it now. They will thank us later.
If there is a later, I'm an optimist, but I'm a realist.
We are here to stay, Michael.
We are
fighting for existence with no alternative.
Say it again.
We are here to stay. We are fighting for our existence. We have no place to go.
No place to
go. We have no alternative.
And Iris, you're not the first Israeli Jew to say that. Anyone who watches my Facebook page, I haven't had the chance to update the Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes Facebook page. So everything right now is on my main Facebook page, Michael Ganoe, G-A-N-O-E. And because I've been traveling all around this country, I've worked many hours, I visit the hospitals, I go to funerals. I wish I could be at every funeral.
There's too many, Michael.
That's heart-wrenching. And the latest funeral I was at, let's start. I want to say thank you to everyone who gives to Hershey's for Heroes. Do not stop spreading the word. Don't like something on my Facebook page without sharing it. Don't comment on my something on my Facebook page without sharing it. And make sure other people share it. This truth about what is happening as we are boots on the ground, telling the truth, what no other journalist will, what other journalist wants to, or what and what other journalists are afraid to say. And I'm going to say it one more time, ladies and gentlemen. It needs to be said. Islam is a lie. The Quran is a lie. Muhammad was a bloodthirsty, child-raping, self-appointed false prophet, and there is no Allah.
They were just lying again for the eighth time yesterday morning about the ceasefire. Can you just remind us about the details?
Yeah, let me say this first. If you believe a lie such as Islam, then you're prone to tell any lie out there.
Well, tell this to Obama and Kerry.
Tell it to Obama and Kerry. Well, Obama's a Muslim, first of all, and Kerry's just a coward, you know what I mean? But recently, you know, throughout this whole event, throughout the operation, Hamas has continually called for a ceasefire. The global community has said that we need to have a humanitarian ceasefire because of the women and the children. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let them play in your emotions on these women and children phrases, because these kids are taught they will gut you with a knife any day. They're taught that. They'll strap a suicide bomb on and they'll blow their little selves up just to kill a Jew or a Christian. But anyway, so there's been several calls for ceasefires, and recently there was a 72-hour humanitarian call for a ceasefire, and that is only for the sake of Hamas reorganizing, restocking, because the IDF, their intelligence, is amazing. They know where these guys are, and when you have a ceasefire, then you pull back operations, and this gives Hamas the chance to reorganize and restock and relocate.
Exactly.
And the miles of tunnels that were paid for, the past 15 to 20 years of all the American dollars, the European dollars, the United Nations dollars, the Muslim dollars from other countries.
I want to tell you something. Just one sentence.
What's that?
I'm ready to listen. One sentence. Speak with your leaders out there.
Come over here.
I don't want to come over. I didn't like what you said.
Okay.
Speak with your leader. Don't come.
We got a Muslim here on the side talking to us. Go ahead, brother.
What?
Are you Arab? You're Arab, right?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. What you're saying does matter.
We human beings are all the same.
Listen.
Are all equal.
Okay, we're not all equal.
I think this.
What you think is okay.
I have the right to think whatever I want.
You have the right to think what you want, but then there's reality.
I have a request for you. If you want to do good in the world, take responsibility for yourself and go to your country and make change in your politics, in your Knesset, parliament. Make changes out there. Don't come to other countries that are going through tough time and speak with them. We are going through war. What the
right.
It's not the right time to talk about Islam and...
Let me tell you something. Islam all around the world is protesting the death of this country. I don't know if you're Muslim. You won't say?
It's not the time. It's not the time to this talk.
But all of these...
It's the time to stop the war.
All these Muslims around the world are encouraging Hamas and ISIS that has taken over Syria and Iraq to kill the Jews here. So while you're an Arab living in peace, while you get a discount to the university, while you don't have to fight in the military, while the Jewish kids have to fight to defend this country, and then you sit here and say, don't talk about everyone on the outside? Well, I'm sorry, my friend. You have freedom of speech that these Jewish kids fight for while you don't have to join the military. Don't sit there and talk to me about these things, okay? You take your Arab self and you go to Syria, go to Lebanon, go to Pakistan, go to any Muslim country, and you will have no freedom.
Why?
You know who you owe your freedom to? The Jewish people. Because this place right here would be nothing but camels and donkeys and dust if it weren't for the Jews. Michael.
Michael. My name is Sam. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I have met people all around the world, also from USA. I lived with Jewish for years. I lived with
God bless you.
I know all the sides, what they think, what they believe. I want to tell you something.
This is exclusive, you, ladies and gentlemen.
You say, go live in Syria. I can say for the Jewish, for the madam, the lady right here, go live in USA.
That's
right.
Actually,
right or not?
You could say that.
So it's complicated. It's not that.
It's not complicated.
Go live in Syria. Our grandfather was born here. It's complicated.
Listen, before 1948, the Haganah, Palmach, Edsel, and Lehi fought against the Muslims, not Arabs, that's a cultural term, fought against the Muslims because Muslims were killing here, and there was nothing here while the Muslims did exist here. In fact, under the Ottoman Empire, there was nothing on this land. There were hardly any Arabs here, okay? And then the Arabs started coming, then the Arabs started coming from all the local countries to populate here.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely, I do. That's what the facts are.
You have a problem, David, right?
Michael,
do you have a problem?
That's what a lot of people would say.
It's a lie.
But
it's a political lie.
A political lie.
No, actually, Mike. You know, that's my only place. What?
We're getting this live, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing this on Insight Israel.
Where are you from? Okay, I am from Israel too.
Okay, but you're a citizen, right?
I'm from Rodeo.
But you're a citizen of Israel, okay,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. Before Israel in 19...
Go ahead.
This is live, ladies and gentlemen. We've been interrupted by a little local conversation here, which I think is great stuff. But I know my history. So let me ask you.
Yeah.
Before
19... I just want to sit there because she said if you take just water, you can sit here. Michael, I have heard from a lot of people. I can tell you that this is a lie, that no one was here. The Jewish people are not Columbus. They were here. We were here. My grandfather was here.
Okay, and I appreciate that.
The fact is, Columbus.
For over 2,000 years, this has always been Jewish land. Even Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon belong to the Jews. They just have a little stretch of land, while the Muslim world is all around Africa, the Middle East. And what happens here is that the Muslims, even in the Quran, it says to kill Jews. The Hadith and the Sirah says to kill Jews and calls for global domination. That's why you see Islam taking over Europe, Europe. You see Islam killing in Africa. You see Islam. Palestinians are now trained in Malaysia to be paratroopers and in Russia.
Can I say something? It's like, you know, I'm like a Jew, and I don't have any problem living with Arabs here.
Okay.
Arabs doesn't have any problem with that. So why should... It's the problem of the government. They don't want to always fight. Like that.
Absolutely not. Listen, that guy has
David.
It better than you do. He has more rights than you do. Right now...
David,
70% of the electric and water... 70%...
What are you doing right now is splitting the world between Muslims and not Muslims.
I'm sorry, brother. You know what you need to do then? You need to blame the Muslims all around the world that murder daily.
I am Muslim, and I am against all of this views of Muslims that they have to kill the world.
You need to be speaking out against your own ideology.
I speak for my ideology.
Oh, so you're not going to speak out against their murder every day in Africa? Jump on this radio show, brother.
Speak
to the Muslims. Tell them you're wrong.
I speak all the time. You have to look at me like a person, a human.
I do look at you as a human. But the fact is, Rega, the fact is, listen, I appreciate what you're saying. Here's the truth. The truth is she has more rights than you do. Because the laws in Israel say, while you don't...
Why is this your matter?
Rega.
No, why is this your matter?
This is my matter. You know why? Because of...
The thing is that they have the discounts in the colleges.
They do. They do. And right out of high school that you pay for?
We also work here. We also work here, Devin. If the Arab people go out of Israel now, there will be no Israel.
Right now? Wait a minute. If all the Arabs left Israel, there'd be peace. Because you wouldn't have them protesting down here in Jaffa and up in Jerusalem.
It doesn't work that way, David.
Michael,
it doesn't work. It's not that simple.
I'm not going to... It is that simple. This is about Islam, brother. And if you're a Muslim, you need to stand up against your own people in the violence.
I am sorry for you, for your heart, that you are putting yourself in a...
I'm telling the truth.
War scenario. It's not... It was in Muhammad.
Muhammad was a bloodthirsty, child-raping, self-appointed...
Years.
He was a rapist, a child rapist.
It's over. Now we all want to live. I want to live. She wants to live. He wants to live. We all want to live in peace.
Of course we do.
Why are you coming here and putting us in a state of war?
You say us.
Us, yes.
Okay, well, let me say this. There's a war going on, brother.
I studied with Jewish.
Okay.
I lived with Jewish for 1 year.
What about, what about the anti-apartheid protests that take place at Tel Aviv University right here on the campus, all the Muslims that protest against the Jewish state while they get the discount at the university? What about that?
Michael. This is an issue. It has to be a conversation of this issue. But don't put all the thing in thing. It doesn't work that way.
Look, I appreciate the fact that you live here in peace, and I'm glad for that.
But what peace? There is no peace now.
No, there is actually peace.
There is.
I'm working every day with Arabs and all our friends.
And that's good.
The other thing, if somebody will tell them to go off, where they will go. I do not have any other place to live here.
No one has to go off.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. The problem I do have is that I'm tired of the Jewish people in this country bending over, paying the price. Over 50%...
You don't have to worry about the Jewish people.
Over 50% of the Arabs in this country
do not...
A small percentage. But over 50% do not pay taxes in this country. While you pay the higher price, you live in apartments and they live in big houses all around the country. So I know what I'm talking about. 70% of the electric and water that goes into Gaza is free at your expense,
my
friend.
Let me ask you a question.
That's a problem. And the world needs to know it because they're...
Do you have an interest in the Jewish people more than the Prime Minister, Michael?
You think that.
You're a simple lie.
You think that. It's not that simple.
Do you have an interest in the Jewish people more than the Prime Minister? No, right?
I actually do, I would say. That's a pretty bold statement, but...
Believe me, they think about all the things you are talking about.
I'm sure they do.
Go to your home, go for your family.
But most of the media doesn't blame Islam for what's happening now. They blame the Jews. The world media and world government blames the Jews for what is happening right now in the Gaza.
Because...
And I'm out to stop it.
This is what they see.
I work in the media. I'm going to do my part.
The Palestinian people are killed right now.
Oh, I know. They throw up the women and children... The play on our emotions. Listen, those kids in Judea and Samaria and those kids down here in the Gaza are taught to gut a Jew with a knife any day and strap a suicide bomb on. They're taught that in the schools. So maybe you need to go after them.
Also, the Jewish people taught to...
Wait a minute. You tell me the last time a Jew got on a bus and blew a bunch of people off.
They don't have to. They have more...
Here we go. This is exactly the propaganda put out by Islam.
But the IDF just
this is the truth.
Don't kill innocent people for no reason.
That's right. What's your name?
Iris.
Iris. That's a decade. Not Tariq Farouk Al-Rashid.
In English, if you could understand.
I am against all killing of innocent people. I am against Al-Qaeda. I am against all this killing innocent people. I am against it. But I would
But
life is simple. Life is simple. All the people want to live. All the people want peace. But there are no place for all the people.
So what is your state of mind about what is about the Hamas now? What is going on there?
Are they freedom fighters? Are they freedom fighters? Vega, are they freedom fighters?
This is just for the papers. This is, like you said, it's propaganda.
Is Hamas freedom fighters? Are they freedom fighters?
I wouldn't say so.
You wouldn't? I want a yes or a no on that.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, but
so many people went against Hamas in Gaza.
Hamas is democratically elected. It doesn't matter. 20 people doesn't matter to me. Hamas is democratically elected. Are they freedom fighters, yes or no? I'd like another answer. If you say it's complicated, it's not complicated.
It is complicated.
See, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what we have. We cannot get an honest answer out of a Muslim because it's complicated. This is...
I will tell you something.
Please tell
me. Are... Bam achar bam, time after time, saying I'm a Muslim person. I didn't introduce myself as a Muslim.
But you are.
And I am not talking to you on the term of American or...
I know you're a person of the world. I know that's a one world government, globalist type of thinking.
No. I just look at you as a human. You shit, you eat, you have sex. We are all human. We are all the same.
That's no, we're not all the same. We're not.
The same.
We're not. Because when
we
you teach in the schools
needs.
In Judea and Samaria and in
we
the Gaza that your kids are taught to kill, and for the past 20 years, all of the money from the United States, the EU, from the United Nations and every leftist group and Muslim country that has funded the Palestinians in the Gaza, that money's been used to build tunnels, not for humanitarian aid. Because those Muslims down there teach their kids to kill Jews, and that's a fact. That's a cold stone, hearted fact. So until you stand up against your own people in the Gaza that want to kill every Jew here...
It's not my own... I am any bit the koshi omed bishvil atzmi, or tish ani omed bishvil...
He believes that each one has to take a stand.
I believe I'm a good person.
Sure that you are.
I have no hate. No, I have no hatred for nobody.
Okay.
I want everybody to live in peace. And I believe that the Mseud is complicated.
Reality.
It's not complicated.
Do you live?
This is Islam, brother.
Where do you live, by the way?
Sakhnin.
Sakhnin, it's on the north?
Safon, yes.
On the north.
What brings you down here?
I studied here.
You have a great football team.
Listen, man.
Yes, I want to be a football manager.
What do you want?
I want to be a football manager.
You play football? Nice. So I let me ask you something,
okay.
Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to know, as a free person who lives in Israel, what is really your state of mind about what's going on with Gaza and what is supposed to be the solution? I'm just... It's open question. I am not judging now, okay? I just really want to know, to learn.
Hello, Rebecca. Give my two Jews so everybody around here can see it, so it looks good.
Okay.
So what is your state of mind about?
Okay, speak while
ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing this, wow, off the cuff.
Yeah.
This is something the media won't give you.
Yeah, this is our... A Muslim, a Christian, and a Jew sit together in a cafe. This is the beginning of a joke, usually.
Yeah. Good.
They told me, you're afraid to go outside.
Right.
Elected by the democracy in Syria. If they wouldn't do that, they killed. That's the thing.
the word abuse to choose that.
Okay.
If we want.
Can you get closer, please? We just don't hear because of the drums now.
Isn't that true? No, I want to get closer because she...
No, no, it's okay, but we are...
Ask me that again.
Just...
Look, let me tell you something. Accountability, number one. Okay.
Those people elected them.
I don't care if they were forced or not. They should have rose up against
it. Jewish army,
yeah, and they are bad people.
Don't criticize Hamas. I have criticized also the Jewish army. Also
don't criticize them all.
Jewish government.
You're getting this live,
ladies. It's not white and black. If you want. קודם כל, תתרגמי קצת, אני the first time I heard you speak to her, but if your intentions are not like this, and you don't have the same principles like of me, so we can't
what is your principles?
What are your principles?
Good humanity. All humans are the same. Humans want to live in peace.
Can you
the people, not the government.
The government is a representation of the people, and the government brings order.
Can you really state that all the people in the world want to live in peace? What happened in Syria, in Iraq, in Malaysia?
And that's all Islam. That's all Islam, brother. You're a Muslim. That's all your people.
This place is not the law. So, doesn't get the better stuff, this place, because...
All the 9/11 hijackers were educated in the United States. So
answer my
it's
question.
It's not about education.
Okay. Don't start with the... Just answer the question. Well, I will want to understand. What's your opinion, Stefan, about what is going on with the Hamas? What do you think is the solution? What do you think about the behavior of the Hamas?
Okay. The way you are asking the question is a part of the problem.
Okay, ask the question.
To me as a presenter, right?
No.
Like what is about Hamas? Not about.
No, I'm talking about your personal opinion.
No, but you said this is a part of the problem.
Would you go and kill Hamas? That's my question. Would you go and fight
you
against
Hamas? You are going also. This is. It's, let me tell you something.
Just answer.
Don't look at me. I said at first, I didn't introduce myself as a Muslim. I didn't choose to be a Muslim.
Yes, you did.
It's not fair for you to call me a Muslim.
If you could have chosen,
yes,
if
you can choose.
If you could choose.
It's not fair. I didn't choose.
But
life is complicated.
But you're an adult now, so you have the choice. Am I going to follow an ideology that all around the world is responsible?
It's not that, okay.
Is responsible every
right,
day for the death of hundreds and hundreds of people.
You are right. First of all, there is no absolute bad.
There's not?
There is no absolute badness. There is no such thing. Life and people is not black and white.
I'm sorry, my friend, then we're going to have a lot of problems because Hamas was democratically elected by the people. Hamas now is using the people as shields, and a lot of them allow it. And
you are so pathetic. You're just buying, your approach is pathetic.
My approach is pathetic. This is Michael Bennett with Inside Israel and Hershey's for Heroes.
In my view, because
we're going to be right back. We've got a great interview here with the phone off base, but that's okay because Americans need to hear the voice of Islam, what's being said. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Ganot. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And we're back. This is Michael Ganot with Inside Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. Listen, I'm not repeating. This is a fact.
You think it's a fact. The fact that the reality is complicated.
Why is it complicated?
It's complicated. That's life. Everything is complicated.
Okay, you keep saying that, but tell me.
The only thing that's not complicated is math. 1 + 1.
Okay, so please.
Okay.
So, okay, we know the reality is complicated, and within this complication,
I can talk about the situation.
Can you tell me what you think?
I want to introduce for you something.
Okay.
Please.
I think...
Talking to, right now, to a Muslim...
What is your name?
Samer.
From Sakhnin.
Don't show me if...
No, also, okay, doesn't matter.
I am Samer. This is my view.
Okay.
I am getting out of a point that the two sides want to live in peace. But
okay.
This is my... The two sides want to live in peace. Akhshab, me ashamed.
Who is guilty?
Who is not guilty? It's like a circle. You say guilty, no guilty, guilty, and it's a circle. So what we have to do right now? Right now there is nothing we can do. There is nothing. Israel wants to live. Palestinian. Israel said, let me take half and you half. Palestinians, they don't want. They want all the country.
They do. You're
yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Now, it's a problem because they don't want to go out. They don't want to take half. Israel wants the half. So what? There is no solution.
But what is your personal opinion? Do you have
about
one?
What?
About this conflict. Do you think we should go out and give them all the country? Do you think we should fight for our country? Do you think we should give them the half? What do you think?
Both of the sides have their own story.
Right.
They have everybody from his opinion is right. If they, from his point of view, is right. We say the Palestinian, the Jewish people, we have the Nazis, the Shoah, we come to here, the Palestinian, we lived here. From this point of view, everybody is right.
Okay.
Because of this, we have to get
And what about to get progress? But what about the
progress.
United, the world, United Nations decision in 48 that we are entitled to our country?
Doesn't make doesn't care. This is
no, you're right. The United Nations doesn't care.
This is just
they had Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi from Libya was on the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. A murderer. A murderer of his own people was on the Human Rights Council of the United Nations and tried to dictate. And now you have another murderer, a Muslim murderer, that is now on the... And I apologize to the listeners that I... Anyway, so, and this is up until 2 weeks before, a month before Muammar Gaddafi was caught and captured and killed. He was on the Human Rights Council and they removed him. Okay? Now, let me ask you, here's my next question. What do you think about Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, all of the Muslim countries in North Africa, all the Muslims in Europe and in the United States who call for the death of Israel, and the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, or Abu Mazen, has been on Arabic television admitting that he paid to have Jews killed and continues to do so. And the people that were in prison, that were released under Gilad Shalit, and back in the spring, that were released for the sake of coming to the negotiating table, their families were paid money, American money, while those people were in jail that killed Jews. What do you have to say to that? As an Arab and as a Muslim, what do you say to these people that are in leadership that encourage the killing and their edicts say that we will wipe out Israel? You're educated here. You have a good life here. It's not easy. Things are expensive. So how do you respond to that? Because your freedom is based upon the fact that the Jews came here in 1948 and before, but it established a state in 1948. You you're an Israeli citizen. You have a lot of benefits to living here. I don't know if you know what all those benefits are, but I know what the laws are.
Okay.
And so you as an Arab...
The issue of benefits is the... Yachasi.
Relative.
It's relative. Yeah, benefits, not benefits. You think it's easy to live in a country that you are not the...
You're not your own boss.
I'm sorry, there's...
You're not a minority.
Okay, but wait a minute.
You think this is easy?
That the Arabs here get discounts
that way?
If they want to start a business.
You live that way?
I don't see Jews here. There's Jews all over this beach. I don't see them protesting you being here.
No.
But
there is racism in Israel. I wouldn't say racism, but there is a differentiation, bold differentiation between Arab and Jews.
Of course.
I will give you a personal example.
Okay.
When I started here, I went to a bar. They didn't allow me because I'm Arab.
Where?
A bar. A disco bar. You went to a disco bar. They didn't allow you to go in.
Who do you blame for that? Do you blame the Jews or do you blame the Muslims?
I just say, Maki, that not everything is purple here in living in Israel.
But keep in mind.
And also, we work here. I don't live, I'm not a parasite. I work for the Israeli, Kalkalaha, Israelite.
Okay,
yes,
is that bad?
Insert money. No.
Was impressed.
That you have a picture that I just live here and eat and sleep and they
get money.
Not like that. We are Khalik Mahabidina. We are a part of this country.
Of course you
understand?
Are. But here's
the
thing.
Don't tell me about being a citizen of Israel.
No, you are a citizen. And you're given a lot of freedoms that you would never have in any other country.
But why are you making this hashba'a?
Why
should I live? I didn't come from other country.
Right.
From Syria or from Jordan.
Okay, so...
Here's
my question. Does anyone force you to join the military? Is it mandatory?
No,
it's not. But for the Jewish kids, it is. Okay? So you're standing here, you have freedom of speech to talk to me and say what you want, and no one takes that away from you.
Okay.
You have the freedom... You have Jaffa right up the road. I see a minaret. I see a mosque. You have the freedom of religion, correct? No one's keeping you from going to the mosque, right?
Yeah, right.
And you say that you were born in Islam, but you don't have to worship Muhammad. You don't. No one's forcing you here. Where if you went to a neighboring country, you would be forced to worship Muhammad and Allah.
I am not worshiping him.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm making a point. So while you stand here and have the freedom of religion, you have freedom of speech, you have the freedom to get an education, you have the freedom of to get an education, and you get a discount.
But this is not a gift. This is my...
It is a gift. Freedom is a gift.
My right as a human being.
Freedom is a gift. It's, you don't have the right to anything but to live and die and pay taxes. That's it. Everything else is a privilege and a blessing. And so my point is, as you as a Muslim that lives in a country that you don't have to fight and defend these freedoms, there he goes. When you point out the truth, there goes the opinion out the window, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, every Muslim or Arab, there's a difference between the two because you have Christian Arabs, have more freedoms in this country than even the Jews do. Because that Arab that was just talking in the first segment and then in the second, he doesn't have to join the military. He doesn't have to worship Allah, even though he's an Arab. He has that freedom of choice. No one's forcing him. He can still speak out, and no one's taking away that right. He's on a beach predominantly occupied by Jews. He can come here in sun, and nobody says anything to him. Now, the problem is, he said that he wasn't accepted in a discotheque. Well, not too far from here, about half a mile, is a discotheque where an Arab walked in and blew himself up and killed a bunch of Jews. So I understand the mentality. I understand it. There is suspicion. It's called profiling, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason why it's done is because the predominant enemy of the Jewish state is the Muslim. And if the Muslims don't like it, when you put up the truth, you know what they do? They walk away because they have no argument. That young boy knows that if he went to Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, he'd be forced to fight against the Jews. If he went to Pakistan, if he went to North Africa, and even if he went to Europe, if he didn't fight against the Jews, he would be ostracized and probably killed. Now he has the choice here whether or not to worship, but if he went to any of those countries, he would be forced to worship Allah.
What is interesting is that he admitted that the Palestinians want the old country, and this is the problem.
He did admit it.
But what the leftists said, no, they don't. He just said it. Very simple, very like it's a fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will not get this from any other media source but from Insight to Israel. You won't. This is boots on the ground. 101 truth. And notice he kept saying when we asked if Hamas, would you fight against Hamas? Is Hamas the problem? Well, it's
complicated. What is your opinion? He didn't say. He just didn't say.
Now, the thing about it is he says he doesn't worship Allah. Okay? He says, it's not my fault. I was born into Islam. You have the, again, we pointed out he has the right to choose whether or not he wants to go to the mosque, whether or not he wants to read the Quran. But yet at the same time, the same people that call for the death of the Jewish state, he will not stand against. But you know what? It's only complicated in his mind because he wrestles with the truth. He knows what it is. He doesn't want to go against what the facts are. He can't. That's why he walks away. But yet he's still willing to go with a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, look, I don't hate folks. This is righteous indignation I feel because I know that people are dying. Opinion will get you killed, but the truth will set you free. I pray for that young man. I love him. I don't hate that kid.
Yeah, he's a cute guy. Cute.
Well, I don't know about cute. I'm heterosexual. I don't make those kind of judgments.
He looks like, you know, it really doesn't look like a very extreme Muslim.
No, he's not. Let me say this. You cannot label someone, and we don't use the word extreme. I'll tell you why I don't. Because the Quran, the Hadith, and the Sirah all call for the death. These guys that are murdering, maiming, and killing, they're pulling the trigger, detonate the bomb. They're doing exactly what the Quran says, and they're doing exactly what Muhammad did. The people that protect him, that protect the murderers, they're just as guilty. If you don't open your mouth and fight against, if you say you're a Muslim that wants peace and wants to just live in peace, fear should not be a factor in determining where you stand. You should stand for principle. And if you really believe in freedom and you just want to live in peace, then you have an obligation to fight for that freedom. This is owed to me. It's owed to me. Just, that's a leftist, ladies and gentlemen. This college is owed to me. It's owed to me to be able to worship where I want. No, that's a freedom you have to fight for, and that takes a responsibility. And that means you have to be willing to sacrifice your life for that freedom, for that God-given freedom. The problem is that he's been raised up under the wrong God, which does not allow those freedoms.
I don't think that he came from a religious family,
no.
As much as I was impressed. But
he's still not willing.
Yes, but he does not reject their ideology.
Right.
He just wants to...
He wants to be in the middle.
Exactly, to be the middle. He just wants to make a decision. I keep asking him, what is your personal decision? Did you have a state of mind? Do you have an opinion? He just didn't say. He just doesn't have. It's a problematic. He didn't say what his opinion. What side are you? He didn't say it.
Right.
That is against...
I'm against the war, I'm against the killing,
yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
You know, look, ladies and gentlemen, here's the facts. If you do not choose life, life will choose for you, and you may not like what you get. Because if you sit around and expect everything to be given to you, you'll never fight for anything. And I'll tell you, every Muslim, and this needs to be said, every Muslim and Arab in the Jewish state needs to be kissing the backside of the Jews, because if it weren't for the Jews, they wouldn't have freedom. That kid wouldn't get the discount to the university. He wouldn't get it. He wouldn't get the discount to have the business loan.
I'm not sure that he went to university.
No, of course, that's what he said. He said, I work and work and work, and I invest in Israel.
Right.
Well, Israel is your freedom.
Right.
Your escape from oppression. Wow. Look, we had a whole other show. Iris and I sat here, and, you know, this is what we're going to say, and this is what we're going to talk about. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back on track here. There's a lot to talk about what's going on here. And I'm glad that this young guy spoke up. He said, I don't like what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think CNN's going to go against what the Muslims want to hear? Do you think ABC or MSNBC or ABC or CBS is going to go against what the Muslims want to hear? No. I'm boots on the ground. This is what I came here for. This is what I live for. Look, if it takes danger, let it come. Some people, are you crazy? You know, you're crazy. That's what they told me the other night. Jonathan and Jay Schultz, you know, you're the craziest guy we know.
Yeah.
Look, this is not crazy. This is, I'm out for the truth. And the people that don't have a voice in this country, the people that live along the border of the Gaza that the media is not going to, I've been to. The people that are sitting in this coffee shop that may be too scared or too afraid to talk about what the truth is, because you don't know if a Muslim's listening.
No.
And then a Jew's got a fight on his hand. Hey, the white guy's willing to do it.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this right now, and this is a good time to say it, because we're in the middle of a war. And this is a war for people's lives, for the lives of our children. This is a war
about our existence, nothing less.
Exactly. This is a war with Islam, plain and simple. Because the world around, the Islamic world around the world is feeding the Gaza Strip in Judea and Samaria. They're encouraging them and emboldening them to fight against the Jews. And they're even giving them weapons and aid.
To destroy this country, to conquer it. They saw what we did with our country in 65 years.
66 years.
66 years. It flourished. It's successful. Even they want our technology and about the Iron Dome.
Yeah, the UN. Let's throw in there. The UN yesterday condemned the United States and Israel. Now, let me say this. About the Iron Dome. Now, the United States doesn't have an Iron Dome. Israel is the only one in the world that has this, and there's a reason why.
But they condemn for?
But they condemn the United States and Israel because...
For not sharing
the Iron Dome.
The technology of the Iron Dome to the Palestinians.
To the Palestinians. Do I want to give a bunch of freaking Muslims? I apologize. I didn't mean to say that word. I didn't actually cuss, but that was too close for comfort. But do I want to give Muslims that want to kill me weapons? And make it an even fight? No, I don't want to make it an even fight.
Maybe we'll give them the F-15. I don't know what they're going to use.
Look, Egypt has a military. Syria has a military. Lebanon, I don't know what kind of military they have. But they've always had fighter aircraft.
Hezbollah, they have Hezbollah.
Right. Jordan has its own military. I don't want to give Muslims any more military to kill me. That's stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to kill. That's what war is about. You kill the enemy and then you get back to your normal life.
No, we don't want to kill. We want to defend.
We want to defend.
It's different.
Okay, there you go.
As I told this guy, you ask him, why did those Palestinians bomb themselves in the middle of cities and area? They told me, what can they do? They told us, what can they do? They don't have an army. So I said, but our army is not going to attack citizens for no reason. This is the difference.
Right.
Our fight is for defensive. That's why we developed the Iron Dome. We defense ourselves. When we attack, is we attack only the people that specifically attack us. So we attack them back. We're not going to, if we want to just kill, you just make put few little big bombs on all of our Gaza, and that's it. We lost our soldiers in order to find out the specific terrorists to kill only them. Yes, but once they are hiding inside of citizen area, yes, we accidentally bomb other human beings. Unfortunately, our goal is not to kill. It's just to defend ourselves from those who kill us. That's it. It's a very...
But you have to kill the enemy in order to win.
Yes. Those who came to kill us, we come to kill them. Only those who want to kill us. Not just killing.
Right, as a
hobby.
Right. And killing is never a hobby. That's only for the insane, the individual insane. Adolf Hitler killed his
hobby. Yes, the IDF, State of Israel, has agreed for a humanitarian ceasefire yesterday for 72
How
hours.
How many ceasefires
in
have there
order,
been?
In order to give treatment to the citizens that were injured and hurt in Gaza. And Hamas is the body that didn't care about this humanitarian ceasefire and doesn't care about his own citizens. It was more important for him to make an ambush to the soldiers and to kill them instead of taking care of his citizens. And what he got for? He got for more 100 people killed and more few hundred people injured as a response to his action.
Now, what the media is not telling you is here is, while you're trying to help, while your soldiers in the Gaza, you're offering aid to the quote-unquote Palestinians. I don't like that term because there are no Palestinian people. But to the Muslims there.
Yeah.
And now Hamas is hiding in ambulances. They're dressing up like soldiers, Israeli soldiers.
Right.
And killing soldiers. You're not dealing with rational thinkers. These people, all they think is killing Jews, period. And global takeover, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a network of Islam around the world, but ground zero is right here in the Middle East, in Israel.
They don't care. They don't care about human bodies, human life. They don't care about human life. It's not an issue for them. They just want to kill you. They are ready to risk 100 people of them. They are ready for 100 Muslims to die in order to kill one Jewish soldier. For them, this is a victory. I saw a video today about the interview of those Muslims, the Hamas Muslims, and they tell us, how can you say, of course they say that we won the war, and the journalists say, how can you say that you won? You see how many people were killed in your side and how many soldiers people were killed in the Israeli side. They said, you don't decide winning about how many people were killed when the American people were in a fight with Vietnam. See how many people American killed and see how many Vietnam people killed. A lot of more Vietnam people killed and still Vietnam won.
Right.
So it says that we won.
Right.
This is how...
Look, when wickedness wants to win a war, it will sacrifice anything.
Anything.
To kill.
Children.
To win.
Women.
Yeah, my dad, the same thing that the Muslims do, put their kids up, the same thing the communist Vietnamese did.
Exactly.
They would send a kid in with a hand grenade.
Yes.
The soldiers had compassion for the kid, would give him candy, and the kid would blow himself up.
Yes.
That's what my dad faced in Vietnam.
Yes. When they want to launch a rocket, they surround themselves with children. They told them, stay here, do not move. And then they shoot the rocket. The Air Force sees everything. They can exactly see the guy that is launching the rocket. But once he sees a lot of children around it, and you saw this video, he's avoiding of killing it back.
And he won't kill the guy who's shooting the rocket with the kids around him, even though that rocket's being shot at Israel to kill Jewish kids.
Yes, this
look,
is the sad
truth. I think it's too much, but okay, I respect the humanitarian side, the human side of the Israeli Defense Force. I'm not going to do anything to change it. I'm not going to try to do anything to change it. But for me as a person, when I see what the enemy wants to do and their calculation and their desire for death, I just have a hard time because I'd rather save Jewish lives than I would Muslim lives.
Everybody
there's
here.
Billions of them and there's millions of Jews.
All the soldiers who were killed in this war were killed, their death could be avoided if they would just throw a bomb or whatever they knew that they have ammunition. Without taking care of the people, the citizens that are around.
Right.
But they didn't do it. They sent soldiers to search every place in order to kill only the terrorists. And in this situation, they rescued the soldiers' life and they were killed. And they were killed. Wow. And yet, the world community is
condemning Israel.
Condemning Israel
over and over
and
again.
And criticizing it Israel. Anyway.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize that in war, especially with this militant arm of Islam, that there's no uniformed soldier. They hide among civilians. All bets are off. All bets are off. Either one, you want your freedom or not. I mean, this is what we're up against. And in the United States, I'm going to say this because Americans are being infiltrated by Islam. They come in as civilians. They lie. Iris, if you could see the big conferences that the Muslims have in the United States on their way of taking over quietly through the media, through politics, through using our freedom of religion against us, yeah. Our freedom of speech against us, while they all across the United States, Muslims protest against Israel. Every major university across the United States, which is funded by the Saudis.
Nice.
This is not just a Palestinian, this is not just a mosque, this is global Islam.
Right, right.
And America, you better wake up, and you better stand behind Israel. Because if you don't, your children are next. 9/11 is going to look like child's play, the next Muslim terrorist attack in the United States. It will look like nothing. In fact, the next terrorist attack will probably be a nuke with all the illegals coming over the Mexican border. And Muslims are coming with them.
I hope the American president will wake up as to what happened yesterday. Yesterday, Obama gave a statement which looks like he's supporting now Israel and give him a green light to do whatever he can. So now the IDF is fighting hard.
Right.
And is about to finish destroying all the tunnels. And today, this morning, Bibi was speaking with the ambassador in the United States, and he was telling him, do not ever, ever doubt again on what Israel is doing and what I'm doing. I know how to handle Hamas. He was giving, it sounds like, and it was giving a huge criticize about the United States policy.
Right. Let me say, though, I want to warn every Israeli and every Jew around the world, Obama may say one thing, but his continued funding to Islam and to the Gaza Strip contradicts what he says. So take it with a grain of salt. While I appreciate his vocal standpoint, his policies are something different. So we have to be very careful not to be deceived emotionally by his words, because this man has lied to the American people 1,000 times over when it came to every election. And trust me, right now, Obama's playing, I'm going to tell you why he's playing his card, is because he knows his policies say one thing, he gets up and says another, and the next Democrat president, and we have elections coming up, he wants that Jewish vote for whoever the Democrat is that is coming up in the next election, because they want to keep the Senate.
Yeah.
So these are politicians, ladies and gentlemen, and should not be listened to. Look at their policies. Look at their actions.
It was very cynical, even the condition that he made in the Congress to give the money for the Iron Dome.
Right, right. Look, Harry Reid.
It's cynical.
Harry Reid. This goes hand in hand with Insight to Israel. Harry Reid put all these other dollars in there. You know how it works, Americans. Puts all these dollars in with money for the Iron Dome, dollars for all these illegals that are coming in, you know, they want to give status to, and so they throw these in with the bill, all this extra money, and then when the Republicans don't vote on it, in the media, I saw it in the Jerusalem Post, oh, the Republicans voted against money for the Iron Dome. Well, the details in the bill are this. We want to waste and blow all this other money to help these illegals come to the United States. So if you don't vote on that, you're voting against money for the Iron Dome, so it makes you look bad to all the Jews in the United States who vote for Democrats.
Yes. What is the connection between all
of them? And then the Israeli people see this in the J Post, and normally the tendency is for people not to read all the details, okay?
Right.
So they automatically think, oh, now the Republicans who were for us, now they're against us because they don't want to give us money for the Iron Dome. This is leftist propaganda 101. Tell a little bit of the truth and let the rest be a lie.
Right.
That's how it works. Wow. Okay. Iris?
Wow. You have how much time?
We actually have a few seconds left.
Okay.
We have about 30 seconds left.
Ah, so sum it up.
So this is Michael Gano with Insight Israel. Listen, we need your support to keep this radio show on the air.
I have to mention we have almost 70 people killed, soldiers killed.
70 soldiers
almost,
killed.
Almost 150 injured in the hospitals. Michael, I want to thank you for participating and being in the hospitals and in the funerals and really being involved in what happened there. It really strengthened the people, it strengthened the soldiers and Hershey's that you give them and you're supporting them.
Lay the Hershey's for Heroes on three graves
so far. On the graves and to the injured soldiers. We have to mention this.
Ken. So this is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. God bless the United States of America and those who stand for the Judeo-Christian principally founded Constitution and Bill of Rights. God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.